All right. We're back.
We're back.
Another episode of Black Girls Laughing.
Black Girls Laughing.
I am Brittany. I'm one of your hosts.
It's me, B, the other hostie. Ew, that was gross.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but cool. How are you doing, B?
I am pretty pooped. Had quite the whirlwind of a week. Sad to be recording from Philadelphia and not in your living room, dining room in Colorado. Living the dream, living the life. But I'm good. I have another busy week coming up, but after this week, I get to slow down for a little bit, and I'm pretty excited about that, because when I slow down, I'm gonna slow down. So I'm pumped for that.
Dope.
But how are you? I saw you're running again, which is
yeah,
exciting.
I went out for a run yesterday. I'm gonna run after we do this show.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm like feeling good on like all levels. Mentally well, physically well. Yeah, I'm like coming out of a rut. But I got the care that I was supposed to get and it's working. So yay, therapy, yay, saying you have a problem, getting the help, and already starting to see those, like, the results of that. Like, even if that might be a placebo effect, like, just the act of going and saying, hey, I have a problem, I need to fix it. I don't know, it's just feeling good. So, yeah, I've been on my work game real hard, been on my, like, life game. I got, like, you know, I've been driving, so I've been, like, hanging out with people. I hung out with one of my friends that also has MS, and we're planning some big things for the rest of the year and the start of next year. So that's exciting to just be, like, starting projects. So, yeah, I'm feeling good. Running. My medical card came in.
Ooh.
So now I get to get the good shit. Yeah, it's magic week.
Oh, it's magic, you know.
Ah, but yeah, besides like life being good, the world sucks still, so
yeah. Hey. It does.
So, I guess that's the smooth way of getting into the John. Yeah. Let's talk about the
sucks.
Bullshit.
Woohoo. So excited. Everyone's awful. Everyone's terrible. Like Harvey Weinstein.
And yep.
Now, Rose McGowan. Or McGowan.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I've heard it pronounced McGowan. Both ways.
I think it's McGowan. That's what I've known. I've known her as being Rose McGowan.
Whoever. Susan.
She's
Becky.
Yeah, well, fuck that hoe. Becky, yes. Yeah. I mean, well, we knew this was going to happen. Like, as soon as... So, you know what's been going on. Like 58 women or something have come forward saying that Harvey Weinstein has sexually assaulted them, and it has been a known secret in Hollywood for as long as that old man's been having companies and making movies, which has been a damn long time. Harvey Weinstein, you know, producer of Chicago, has put on a lot of actresses, but apparently to be put on as an actress by Harvey Weinstein and Miramax and the Weinstein Corporation or whatever it's called group, you have to go to a hotel room with him and either watch him take a bath or massage him or I don't know. Did you hear the tape about, like, I think she's like a I think she was like a South American model that like was, you know, was trying to do business with Harvey, and he like grabbed her breasts and all this stuff, and like, you know, like got out, like was trying to get her to do these things, and so she left his hotel room and went directly to the NYPD and was like, yo, this dude is doing this stuff. And so she wore a wire, and if you listen to the wire, he's like I'm used to this, like this is how my life is, like I'm sorry, that's just like the way, like that's just like who I'm, like where I am, just come into the, just come in here, come into my room so I can, you know, get what I want from you, but like this is just how I'm wired, was like his excuse to this woman. It's just like, ugh,
what?
Yeah, it's like the excuses, the mental gymnastics that this man is making to justify what he's done, like I'm from a different era where that was okay.
That's never been okay.
It's never been okay, but it's been allowed. And yeah, that, I think that's the big question here. And like the big conversation is like, why do we allow this to happen? And by we, I mean society, because we're not trying to blame women in this. Because that's been the biggest, like, effed up thing that I've seen, is, like, women saying that women should be saying something. And, like, why didn't they speak up? And, like, so just, like, flipping it and blaming women when a whole company knew about this. The entire town knew about this. And so there's men and women and everyone that's complicit and abating this to happen.
Why didn't anyone say anything? Because they didn't want to lose their jobs, which is the issue here, is that it's not, because I heard that he was going to receive sex addict counseling, and I was like, he's not addicted to sex, he's addicted to power. He knows that he has power, mm-hmm. and can steal other people's power from them. That's what the whole thing was about. It has nothing to do. Sex is just the vehicle in which he used, I'm sure amongst other things, he used to take someone else's power. But that, no. That's not, they're not synonymous. There are a lot of people that are addicted to sex and don't, that aren't in positions or roles in which they hold more power over people or the people that they're sleeping with.
And so finally he's getting some type of repercussions, but we'll see what happens. He got withdrawn from the Academy. Cool. But, you know, you still have a lot of other trash that you have in the Academy. He got fired from his own company. But he's suing for that because they knew about what was happening. And they had, like, what they set up in his contract, that if he were to have allegations like this to come out, that he would just have to pay a fine. So, like, $50,000 for the first one, $75,000 for the second one. Like,
what?
Yeah. So this shit runs deep. And then what's been really, like, pissing me off is seeing these smug Republicans out here asking why people aren't giving all of the money that they were given from Harvey Weinstein back. I was like, well, Let's not pull out all the predators that are giving you guys money. The predator that you allow, that you endorse to be president. The predator that is now the president.
Yeah. The predator that they all probably are.
I think the only good thing about this coming out is the fact that people are being reminded of all of the allegations that have come of, that have come of women that have come forward against 40 against Trump. And Trump again is a private example of why women don't come forward. When all those allegations were coming out during the campaign, what did he do? He went on television and called them liars and women and that these women were not attractive enough for him to do anything like that. So calling them ugly, saying that they're liars, and doing this on a public stage, again, has the power, and now that becomes the truth. Some bullshit.
Surprise, 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 surprise.
And then people have been coming out of the woodwork to like say shit. Like, well, one, it's been like, you've taken too long to condemn Harvey Weinstein has been like the big thing. Which is like, everyone has to process news. Like, but whatever.
With these people in the same time zone as us?
Just like... And then... What was the other thing that I wanted to bring up? Oh, then just like these men coming out and just like... What are we going to do now is the big question. Because it's not just Harvey.
No.
It's not just Harvey. And it's not just happening to women. Because Terry Crews came out and talked about how he was sexually assaulted.
Yeah, that was
some
crazy.
Some dude just thought he could just touch his junk. Like, what?
That's crazy.
Crazy. Ooh, crazy. To be so damn bold.
With that big ass man, I would be afraid he'd knock my ass out.
But he also knows what that would look like if this big ass man... This big black man knocked out this little dude, because I'm just assuming that he's a little spineless little dude, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That would look bad.
Because at first when I started reading his thread, I was like, why didn't you say anything or do anything? You're like huge. Huge, man. And he's like, yeah. I knock out this tiny little white dude that looks like he's a barista at Starbucks, and then what?
And then what? He goes to jail. And again, that's that power move that they can do. That people in power, mainly white people in power, that they can start some shit, and then we respond, and then we are the ones that have to face the consequences. Oh, so... Yeah. Other thing is that's been really weird is like people have been saying stuff about this for a year. They've been like pulling up all of these like clips of people. Like, they asked Kurt Cobain's wife.
Courtney Love.
Can't think of her name. Courtney Love. They like asked her like 5 years ago or 10 years ago or something, like on like a red carpet of some sort. Like, what gives some advice to women to young women coming into Hollywood? And she was like, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to a party at the Four Seasons, don't go.
What? For real?
Years ago. Yeah. And so they're like pulling up these things. Seth MacFarlane, who is an asshole, but he even made some wise cracks about it during, like, I feel like it was like Oscar nominations, like when they were like, you know, announcing the Oscar nominations, like in like 2006, he made a joke about these things that, you know, people laughed and groaned because it was steeped in truth.
I did not know that. I know that, what's his name? James from, is that his name? From the Late Late Show? Made some...
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah, made some jokes about Harvey recently, and Rose McGowan was not particularly pleased about it.
No one was pleased about it. I think a lot of people, everyone, like, groaned and... And then, like I saw the internet, like, Twitter has been aflame. Like, you can't make jokes about this. 58 women's, like, well, we've been making jokes about it for years. But, yeah, no. Very tone deaf.
Surprise, surprise.
And so... You want to talk about Rose McGowan and...
Yeah, so Rose talked about... she was tweeting about her experiences with Harvey, and Twitter suspended her account. And then everyone was boycotting Twitter, and it was... a hashtag women boycott Twitter, and then she decided to come back on Twitter and just say some crazy, really, really, really white shit per usual that listen, she decided to associate her experience with all black people. In a tweet that she then deleted. Sorry, I'm trying to get back to it because the tweet was deleted and I had it bookmarked. But it was peak whiteness, peak white feminism, peak all of it. It was from James Corden's joke, Harvey Weinstein joke, and her tweet was, "This is rich Hollywood white male privilege in action. Replace the word women with the N-word. How does it feel?" What? What? Like, what? What?
Yeah.
I don't... And the whole... There's a lot of pauses because I'm just, like, trying to wrap my head around... this. I don't... The... Because black women or women of color don't ever face people like Harvey's in their whole life along with racism.
It just separates the idea... It separates... It's just like... It's just the idea that we can't be both at the same time. You're either woman or black.
And good luck.
it's just a reminder that that hashtag that blew up last year, solidarity is for white women. Solidarity is for white women, clearly. I mean, she's also, like, it's just gross. It's just all gross. Because it's like, there's Rose McGowan and her BS. And then there's other women trashing other women, too. about this stuff. So you have, did you say Blossom? The new, like, Blossom statement? She wrote op-ed for, like, the New York Times. And she was saying, well, as an average-looking woman, I don't have to deal with things like this. And modesty will shield you from these attacks, like, from being sexually assaulted. When I'm like, have you not seen videos of women, like, in hijabs being sexually harassed walking down the damn street? What are you talking about? How is it this woman, a woman's fault for being beautiful, for being sexy, for being desirable? And again, you're missing the damn point. It's not about sex or desire. It's about power. And it doesn't matter if you are, what, a 10 in whatever standard makes you a 10 or a 4. You could still have someone try to take your power in this way.
I'm an average looking woman, so I don't have to deal with this. I'm not.
Oh, it's sort of like
the most gorgeous person either ever, and I couldn't even walk into my apartment with handful of groceries to without someone screaming at me. So,
like, it's not the fucking point. It's being a woman. End of sentence. Like,
there's nothing else to it.
And then there's this black woman who is a chef on, like, the Food Network, Sunny something. I can't think of her. She's not trending anymore, so I don't remember her name. I'm just gonna Google Sunny the chef.
Why did she say some crazy shit too?
She said some bullshit.
Why?
Because everyone's taking this moment to either be a complete asshole. Sunny Anderson is her name. She went on Twitter and was like, I don't care. I'm not giving any applause or, like, caring for any of the women that stepped forward after the first woman. You're not a hero for speaking out after someone else already did, because I spoke out the first time someone came after me, and that was brave. Everyone else that came after that wasn't brave at all.
What?
Yeah, like, shit makes no sense. So she's saying that if you are sexually assaulted and you're by a man and you are not the first person to speak up about that sexual assault, or and I apologize for saying if you were sexually assaulted by a man, because you can be sexually assaulted by a woman, and I can't, and, like, I don't want to gender this, but if you're sexual, that you're sexually assaulted and you're the 10th, the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 10th, 15th person, It doesn't matter. She's gone on to delete that tweet because everyone was like, what the hell is your problem?
What? Who are these people? Where do they come from? What other planet? Like, what seed are you grown from? What, like,
I have no idea.
Species of, like, creature are you? I'm so
just strong and wrong. Whatever root that comes out of that makes you strong and wrong.
I'm so confused by that. or why, what, I was gonna say, what makes women hate other women so much? But I actually do know the answer to that, so.
It's the system, it's the patriarchy, it's working, yeah. if we're against each other in this way, like.
Because I'm like, that doesn't make any sense why anyone would say that about another woman. But, you know, it kind of does.
Lots of trash. Oh, and then what's his nuts decided he needed to speak too? Woody Allen. Oh, I married my damn morning. Stepdaughter is gonna come up and say, oh, well, I'm very disappointed and sad for Harvey Weinstein, but I'm just hoping this doesn't turn into a witch hunt. Bitch, you're the witch. How dare, like.
Yeah, I'm.
Like,
what?
I'm just waiting for Bill Cosby to come out of the fucking cave that he's in and say something dumb.
Well, that's what, like, I was listening to. I was in an Uber and I was listening to, I don't even know what it was, if it was a podcast or like a serious radio show about people talking about how Bill Cosby used to get on the case of other comedians and tell them not to swear when they were telling jokes or tell them mm-hmm. not to use foul language, and how a lot of comedians would be like, he rapes people. Like, what? Like, why are you telling me to, like,
what leg do you have to stand on?
Like, what jokes I can and can't say when you are
a rapist.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it was just like this whole relationship between all of it, everything, and people in power and being like, don't do this and don't do that. And then they're out here putting poison in other people's drinks and like.
But it's that squeaky clean persona that allows them to do what they do. Because who's going to believe you when you say, I mean, when you say that Dr. Huxtable drugged you, you know? It's that Grandpa Cosby can't be doing that. Like, because of that squeaky, and like, and that's why you have to be extra afraid of people who seem too good. Because they're up to no good. That's my, like, I have to under, like, that's why I'm like, extreme candor, extreme honesty. You need to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. I need to know it all from you, for me to recognize you to be a human. Because you're a demon if you look too clean on one side. If you're looking too clean, something's mean. You got something mean up under your sleeve, especially if you have power.
Everything sucks.
Yeah.
Everything sucks. Everything sucks. Everyone sucks. Everyone's awful. Boo to the world and everyone. But yeah, the world sucks. I don't know why women hate each other. I don't know why men can't be awful. I could just give up on everything and everyone. But in light of all of this nasty, disgusting awfulness, we did get hashtag WOC affirmations, or women of color affirmations, which was trending on Twitter. And we got to see a lot of awesome women that we follow, that we didn't follow, that are working in so many fields, whether it's organizing, whether it's urban development, whether it's social justice, whether it's academia, whatever it was, being highlighted,
basic service women. Up.
Yeah.
Like,
all
like
of it.
Not even just women that have the careers that you expect to get these type of affirmations. Like, it was, you know, I saw some things. It's just like the woman that's, you know, that cleans your house. The woman that's taking care of your grandmother. You know?
All of them. And that was cool. That was beautiful to see. It was nice to see. It was nice to see women of color uplift each other, which happens more often than not. And it was nice to finally see some more white women uplifting the women of color that I'm sure do countless, countless amounts of emotional labor for them being mentioned on Twitter.
And it was a perfect response to, I think, the stupidity of women boycott Twitter. Because it doesn't make any sense to silence yourself when you're being silenced. Like, the logic of that was just so dumb. Like, whoever did that, like, who started it? Like, I don't know who started it. I thought it was, like, Alyssa Milano or someone, and she's trash. So,
I don't know if I remember. Oh, yes, I do. I was supposed to be like, who is that?
She, you know, from Charmed and Who's the Boss.
That's what happens when white women try to organize. That's why every good version of organizing you see that has a white woman in charge, the white woman's not didn't come up with that.
Yep. Thank you to April Rain for always coming up with the right with the right response. I have something that's funny.
What?
So, you know Larry Flint, the publisher of Hustler magazine?
Oh, yeah.
Larry Flint.
I know exactly what you're going to talk about because I read that today, too.
So, old dude is offering $10 million to anyone who can come up with impeachable dirt against Trump. $10 million. A bounty is out. I think that's enough money to get some people looking hard. I think that some people that have some tapes, because you know people that worked on The Apprentice have some tapes. Have some real bad tapes of Trump doing terrible shit. At the very least, saying the N-word a bunch.
I think it's funny, but what can they show that will get him impeached that hasn't
been shown already?
Yeah, like, why isn't everything he's already done gotten him impeached? I'm confused. I'm confused, like, what, a tape showing him saying the N-word a bunch of times. He just went to, a white nationalist rally or some crazy rally for, like, a hate group. So, like...
What?
Yeah.
He did that? Or are you talking about him going to, the crazy religious group and speaking there?
I don't know what you're talking about, so...
That's where he was saying that, like, we're going to be saying Merry Christmas now. Forget Happy Holidays. It's only going to be Merry Christmas in America because we in America believe in God and the Judeo-Christian, traditions are coming back.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that was huge. You know that whole separation of church and state? F that. That doesn't, you know, we're just taking black markers to parts of the Constitution left and right.
What? I did not hear that at all.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one. That's a part of my, one of the responses to it is one of my giggle cackle roars. You know, he's wilding. And that stuff is funded by billionaires. Billionaires that have decided to take, to pervert religion and patriotism and racism, of course, because that gets all laid up in there, to do terrible things. That's why they were all cheering for the executive orders that came out this week against the ACA.
I completely missed all of this.
You're busy. Yeah.
I don't also don't be paying attention to him. So like that might also be why.
I was paying attention this week because of these executive orders that he put out for the ACA that will stop the subsidies, the federal subsidies for the Affordable Care Act. So there's just going to be so many more people uninsured. Also, it allows for these like crap plans to come out too. So you pay money and it doesn't really protect you at all. Those can start leaking into the system, which will collapse the market inside of the ACA even more. So, I mean, which is in a direct attack against small business.
I just keep seeing people say that's a good thing, and I'm like, you don't know anything, do you?
No, like, what's, like, the stuff that Sarah Palin was like being hysterical about during the formation of the Affordable Care Act, saying that there was going to be death panels. We're actually going to get to death panels with this, because it's going to be, it's become saving the budget versus saving people. And it doesn't even help the deficit in the end of the day, but it's only for tax cuts for the most wealthy Americans. So again, all of Trump's rural supporters are about to get screwed. They thought they couldn't afford their health care now? Get ready. 2018 is probably going to be okay, but 2019, your grandma is going to have to come move back in. She's not going to be able to stay in that nursing home. She's not going to be able to afford it anymore.
No one's going to be able to afford anything.
That's the plan.
What a mess.
Like, the seven richest people just want to rule over this land as dictators and you know, 45 is leading the charge, and the GOP that's behind him, that's not stopping any of this, is leading the charge. Well, that was the John, guys. We're going to actually have to keep this a little short this week. Sorry about another short show, but we'll be sure to give you a long one next week. As always, you can check us out at blackgirlslaughing.com. You can see us on Facebook at facebook.com/blackgirlslaughing. You can follow us on Twitter at BLKGirlsLaughing with no G. And you can also follow us on our personal Instagram accounts. Me, I'm at Bree Hines. Bree like the cheese. Hines, like the best last name ever.
And you can find me at B Knightley, B like Bumblebee, and Knight like Knight in Shining Armor, but with an L-Y because it makes it cooler.
Cool. Well, we'll see y'all next week. Be blessed.
Bye.